Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Alan Fox is here. Alan's a new friend. He has many degrees, many letters behind his name from an education standpoint. He's worked for a national CPA firm, but he's also a business owner, just like you and me. Very successful commercial real estate business owner, I should say. And he also is the founder of a very important magazine called Rattle, which is a literary magazine. So this man is a very accomplished person. If we find out that he plays an instrument, a musical instrument, we'll have to call him a Renaissance man. He's the author of People Tools, 54 Strategies for Building Relationships, Creating Joy, and Embracing Prosperity, which is just now number one on Amazon. Alan, I'm so happy and proud for you, but I'm also so jealous. Doggone it. Good job.
Well, thank you very much.
My new book launches on Monday, and I'm hoping that this is like good karma or something. Your book being number one on Amazon. I hope maybe I'll just ride your coattails right into the same rating next week. Will you get off the list at the top of the list just for one day? Let me be up there for one day.
Absolutely. You take over next week when your book comes out.
Just tell me which day you'll relinquish, Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. I'll take either day, and then you can have it. You can have it back after a day, Alan.
Okay, fair enough.
Hey, Alan. People Tools. What's the guy's name? I'm trying to think of the guy's name who made the basket company, Longaberger. What was his name? Longaberger Baskets. You know who I'm talking about? He said, the difference in your lives, the success of your life, I'm misquoting him, but I'm paraphrasing him, the success of your life, the happiness in your life, the quality of your life will depend ultimately on the people and the relationships you build. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more, Jim.
Dave Longaberger, that was his name.
Ah.
Go ahead.
I think the relationships are the beginning and end of a successful life in business and certainly personally.
Yeah. So when you've worked, you're like me. Your hair is not prematurely gray. You've been around a while, and you've worked for other people. You've been an employee. You've been a coworker, and now you're a boss. What have you learned about People Tools?
Well, what I've learned is the first thing is. And I have 54 people tools in the book, and I think the most important and where you have to start is what I call Socrates, know yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to know yourself, what you like, what you don't like, what you're good at, what you're not good at, and live your life according to your standards because you're unique. You're an individual. You got to find out about yourself first, and then you have techniques of working with other people.
Mm-hmm. As Falstaff said to Polonius in Hamlet, this above all that thine own self be true.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Also from Hamlet is my favorite quote, and that is, there is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And People Tools are ways of thinking about your life to, for example, Jim, you know, the People Tool called Shrink the Glass. You know, people argue about, is the glass half full, is it half empty, are you an optimist or pessimist? I say, well, if the glass is half full, get a smaller glass and fill it up so your glass is full.
And quit arguing. Shrink the glass and quit arguing, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. You got it.
I like that. I like that. Let's talk about some of your rules. You got 54 strategies in your People Tools. One of the things that I like is your open door point. Tell us about that.
Yes, I think you have to be open to other people as much as possible because. And, you know, that's one reason, Jim, why I've been working on this book for 22 years. I had to think, why am I writing and not ever even trying to get it published?
Right.
And the reason was I didn't want to have an open door to the public and be publicly known. I was very shy. And, you know, I had to really talk to myself and talk about being, like being on your show today.
It's, yeah.
It's a switch for me.
So you had to get out of your comfort zone and you had to make, and there's a word that I use a lot now. I've been using for about 30 years that someone taught me about 30 years ago. And that's the concept of being available. You had to make yourself available to the possibilities, didn't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Extremely important. You know, I think of it as kind of a trout in the stream. I mean, the trout is, you know, sitting in their hole looking upstream, and when food comes, they dart out and get it. You got to take advantage of your opportunities.
Right, right. You know, I like what you said about Socrates knowing yourself. There's another quote that I love from Socrates, and that is, the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be. If you're going to have real relationships with people, you've got to be consistent, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And you got to be authentic. You got to be yourself. You know, in People Tools, I talk about like courtship behavior. You try to make an impression and say, "Oh yeah, I love tennis. Boy, that's my favorite thing."
Right.
And then you don't. You're being phony. You're going to get into trouble.
Right. Talk. There's a term you use in your book called nonversation. It's a nonversation tool. What is that?
Well, nonversation is a way of getting your point of view across and the other person listening. Now, if you've been in a relationship for a long time, and I've been married more than 30 years, not every moment is sun and light. Sometimes you have something to say to your partner, and I say, have a nonversation, because that way, if Davine, my wife, wants to talk to me, I'll just listen. I don't have to defend. I don't have to explain. I just hear her point of view. So it's kind of, it's her turn to go, and that's a nonversation.
See, that's something guys need to learn more than ladies, right? Because because when my wife tries to tell me something that's on her mind, my first thought is to draw a straight line between that and what she wants and help her get there. And that's not what she's interested in.
She wants to be heard.
Well, yeah. Even, she doesn't want, and she doesn't. She does the interesting thing. She probably doesn't even want me to fix it. And I, and of course, that makes me mad. That's maddening to me because I think it should be fixed.
Well, you know, in terms of People Tools, I used to have a guy I worked with, and we went. We left, you know, the office at 7 o'clock. We talked for half an hour in the parking lot, and he would tell me there's problems at work, and I would make suggestions, and he would say, "No." About a year of that, he said, "Alan, I don't want a solution. I just want to complain."
So this guy was really a girl. Is that what you're saying? I'm just teasing, ladies. Just kidding. Don't send me emails about that. I'm just having some fun. 20 after, right back with our new friend Alan C. Fox, the author of People Tools, number one on Amazon right now. How about that accomplishment? Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.